Okay.
We're back in session as Taney County Commission and the County Auditor meeting and working on the 2012 budget.
Where are we?
First order of business is going to be number 129.
Okay. I'm right around it there. Just my fingers will not operate this morning.
So did I understand, I should have asked this when this came on, that there was good news about Jackson's room?
Very good.
Excellent.
Very good news. They got everything.
Excellent. I don't need, we're broadcasting, yeah. But I was just, great. You have, or
not
we
much.
Have a copy of.
I don't know if I have what I need, but this is all I have.
Well, what we are looking at that we have listed in GCR, Linda, for your edification, number one, which is separate from, and it may or may not have been added onto your budget, but we have taken $3,000 that was listed elsewhere within the budget and moved it under your department, which is for drug screening.
Okay.
So that's where that will be listed. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Absolutely wonderful.
We have also added in to, let me kind of see your budget copy that you've got there, make sure we're looking at the same thing. And I apologize because when I'd be checking this, my brother's checking on my mom and I want to make sure she's okay. Thus far,
okay.
And then what we intend to do that's not done here, but we're going to wait until Jim is back with us so that all three are present before those changes are made. At the top, at least for the time being, we've left all those figures under salary where they're at. That's not exactly right, is it?
That's what I have.
What did you?
Request and approved.
Why did I go down?
There will be another person under your supervision that we have because of location more than anything else. We talked about it yesterday. Of course, we haven't made any approval, but all three of us were here. Do you want to bring that up, Ron? And this for her salary line.
Yeah, I'm just going to add that. I don't know where it is. If the figures are.
And I'll have to ask a question too when you get to that point.
That's what it is. We are looking at moving 50% of HR under the Department of Road and Bridge. For all practical purposes, that won't affect you in any way whatsoever, other than that's where monies would be paid from. If we want to establish you completely within Road and Bridge and call HR there for that, we can do that. But that's what we're looking at doing. We had changed temporarily legal research from 2000 to 2500. This was the preliminary budgets that we had gone through, which would make your total office expense $9,250, equipment expense the same. And the suggestion was for training from 2500 to 5. When you add drug screening to that, also the possibility of the mailroom clerk will be added to your department and taken from the department that it's currently under, which is under IS or IT. And then expense line. These were suggestions that have come. This was a discussion that was had yesterday when we were talking with IT. That's Jim's suggestion, I think, to do that. Or was it yours?
No.
It's just something that's being considered.
Right, and also the we've got an addition of $6,000 here that I didn't write down what the purpose was for it. We talked about so many different things. I got 142.5 as a total number on that, but was that with all you guys' additions, Ron, that you worked on? Because I stepped out for that phone call.
The difference was 500 in legal research, 2500 in training, at training under mileage. Oh, it's there. Wait a minute.
Yeah, it's there.
15, 1, 2500. No, we add training, which is the 2500, I guess, which brings it up to 5.
Bring that up to 5. Mm-hmm. So it would be mileage and dash training on that.
Dues and conferences, mileage, and then training. You see, there's three numbers over to the right.
Uh-huh.
And you add the $3,000 for drug screening. That brings it up to 142.5. So, Linda, we still need to have discussions about this. With the exception of your salary, none of the others are set in stone,
okay,
or what we're going to do. We haven't made that decision for the employees within the courthouse. What we talked with the elected officials and department heads yesterday, and I think you were there, was that if, in fact, we see a 5%, 10% reduction to the budget overall from what was in 2011, then we're going to extend increases to those areas where increases are warranted. But we really need to have Jim present to go through this. And the three of us need to agree on exactly where it's going to be budgeted and what percentage. And we haven't done that yet.
Okay.
So I don't have any major questions.
So you're not ready
for me yet. That's probably a better statement. Yes. Yes, sir.
No, mine says 136.5. Okay.
Well, in our discussions, we can change that number.
Yeah, we can. I just thought she might want to have.
But that is not an addition of personnel. It's a transfer of personnel. We have the postage, and there's been several different scenarios. It's been rough for. Matter of fact, you have brought one forward, but I'm not going to go into those things. But that because of the location and everything, that was going to be a
1.25.
Right, which is what we're going to do.
Right.
Okay.
Or at least that's what our thinking is.
So you'll know where they're at.
Okay.
Linda, we will get back
to
you ASAP.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Are you're set up for tomorrow?
Yes.
And
we're next door.
Do we have, let's see, there's yourself, there's Dixie. Who
Dawn's
else?
Dawn's going to help.
Dawn.
And Nikki, if she can.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Absolutely wonderful.
Bragger. You want to come up and join us?
Uh-huh.
unexpected compliment, though, this morning. I was doing a radio interview over at the Breakfast Club, and I went and asked the clerk if I called, you had to be for a senior coffee. She kind of looked down and said, well, you have to be at least 50. And I said, well, I'm golden. I'm way more than 50, you see.
You know, I was really debating whether to say anything, but I chose not to. What number are we at?
133.
He was well worth it.
Well, I have to admit, I'm not embarrassed at all to ask for it now.
If it means money, I'm not either.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I gave my wife her own AARP card and she cut it up.
You're lucky that's all she cut.
Yeah.
Snip your ears off.
Yeah.
Wendell, you had our meeting yesterday.
Yes.
You know what our dilemma is.
Yes.
What have you got for us today?
Well, this, for me, it's easier to follow because it's kind of our accounts as opposed to yours, but the amounts are the same. And basically, it's a flat budget. It would actually be less than last year if the salary increase is taken out. And like last year, we didn't have any temp pay, according to our request for last year. And if you even look, like if you take the temp pay out, it's actually $10 less than last year. And what we did when we refigured our accounts is that we basically took some drips and drabs out of some of the other budget lines when we kind of reformatted it for ours to cover. And for the most part, we tried to...
What's your 2011 total that you show on the books?
47,642.
Yes. That's right there.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I don't know where I put it. I'm fairly certain that 48,712 request for this year is I kind of caught the tail end of the conversation with the woman before me, but I take it that whether there's a salary increase for, like, our secretary, that's still kind of up in the air.
There won't be any salary increases if we don't find a 5 to 10% reduction from
the other,
from 2011 approved budgets. That's what we offered to the group yesterday morning. That if, in fact, we could get back, and we're not sure we should even consider that, but we all agreed to do that. If we can look at what was approved in 2011, and then we can find 5 to 10% less than that across the board throughout the county, that's every department that we have, then we will work with the different departments on pay increases. We don't have the money to do it otherwise.
I think there was 5 to 7 that came in with their budgets lower than that amount from the year before approved. And then we had some that are right on the almost the same
am I right?
Well, yesterday, all the ones that we met with that we finished, I think we did that with, so.
Right, but I meant with the, that's where we come up with. So what we would need to have you look at is the 47,404, and 5% off of that would be what?
2370.
We need for you to look at something at least to that level, if we could. That we could cut out.
Well, if you're, you know, number one, and salaries then, if in fact we're able to give an increase, would be added back in.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So the very first thing, if...
Yeah, see, that you can take that off of your... But we're going back to 2011 and looking at it.
Yeah. No, I mean... Oh, let's
see. Wait,
pay that to campus. They provide that Mornet backbone or whatever it's called. Internet service.
I mean, that's with our internet service here, I'm surprised they're managed to come down.
I don't think it would allow us to access campus. I wouldn't swear to that. Because that's been talked about before, but we have to kind of hook up to their backbone or whatever it's called so we can get into the...
Yeah, but I'm not an IT person, but I know we have been able to figure that out. There was a website.
Yeah, I would think that there would be something less than the campus charges you to hook onto their...
That's what he's saying, the campus
charges.
And for a year's time, I mean, that's not a bad...
Right.
What,
what do you got on here? You got insurance at 550. What are you paying insurance on the building?
Contents.
That's not covered in our
insurance? That should be covered
insurance?
In ours.
Not to my knowledge. I mean, the building is covered by the county, but
I wouldn't be sure.
We have a contents coverage for every building that the county owns. So I'm surprised at that.
Yeah, we've been paying that for...
Who do you pay it through?
Colin Hall or whoever it is.
Wait, that's... I think we'll check with him. I'm sure that's not...
Doesn't he have the...
Yeah.
...for the county? Which includes all of our buildings?
Yeah.
And they cover contents, too?
Yeah. And all our structures. Even our park benches and everything else that we had destroyed.
Yeah, to me, that...
Who handles that for us?
I'm sure.
Well, I think.
I'm not sure how they do the contract. I'm not sure.
It's a blank. Nick. Or Rick.
Give me a break. You guys
just,
all day.
Give me just a little break. You know, it's early still yet, and I've one cup of coffee. I've had lengthy discussions with Tim about the contents, and because I did all the parks and all that kind of stuff, and when we would add one building or something to one of the parks, or they did, and it was covered under a blanket deal, and there's contents in those.
Wayne,
If
you subtract the 24,544 salary from what was approved, which was 47,404, you get 22,860. If you subtract what we need to get down to the minimum of 5%, the 23,7020 from that figure, which is 22,860, you get down to 24,8980. And if you can look at all of these, with the exception of your salary, because you don't want to take it any lower, obviously, than where it's currently at, unless you decide to do that.
No.
And you can come back with us. We don't care what line that it's in. If
we could hit that figure. I'm going to ask Dixie to be in church real quick.
Yeah, and that'd be one that I would...
Now, what was he talking about, the 20... I didn't quite catch the salary thing.
Or nothing, you don't...
Put your salary and take the 10 out. I think you want to proceed with it. No.
The 1080?
So you get 24,544 and then payroll there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, back to what the regular 24. Yeah.
I think that's what we actually make sense.
Yeah.
I put you 4609, you need to be at 45,338. That's what I'm saying.
He needs to get to 4.
45,000.
But that, I know.
I think
I've done too much digging.
So we need another about $1,200. Is that what you're saying?
So you're taking that off too, and you're saying about $1,200 after that.
Well, if you take the
46,904, subtract 45,033.
What's that?
Just
yeah, I was using the wrong amount. It's 642.
Find that, and you've got the hard number now to work with. Well, that would. Now, what do you got on maintenance and repair? What do you maintain and repair in there in that building, or is it?
The majority of that's copier contract. We take the. Maintenance contract.
It's a maintenance contract.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. No, the woman that used to be the purchasing person, I forget what her name, Giffords, Linda. She's the one that negotiated that.
I know that they talked to Vicki Akers. No, last Janet. Janet talked to her about doing service contract throughout the whole courthouse. That's what might be the sense of
it. Yeah, I've seen her that day, but I'm going to go get something to drink while he's gone. I'll be right back before he gets back.
Okay.
You guys want any coffee or anything?
No, I'm good. I think, because I'm, well, I'm in mentioned to our secretary here a while back that I didn't know of a salary increase. She said it's been 3 or 4 years since they got an increase. And I think I could get another $1,600 out of there, but I don't know where. Well, that doesn't count the insurance. If we can take that out, then I'm golden.
You can take it out.
You are, or we are covered.
We're going to make sure you're covered under our insurance policy if you're not. But to the best of my knowledge, every building that the county owns and contents, we're paying insurance on. Now, if they've left one out, we're going to add whatever the contents are to that, so the county will pick it up.
Okay. Well, then, if I put postage at 1,000, telephone at 27.
Well, if we can just set an amount, you can work with Rick on how to do that line by line, if that's all right. Although,
you know, let's see where I am as far as the.
When you say telephone 27,
yeah. Travel, but I could probably pull that down $400. And that gets me within $20. And make the council expense $480.
Oh, you're not going to get my other 20 cents?
I'll kick that in.
I'll give you a quarter. Okay, so tell me what the total is now, Rick. I'm
45,
sorry.
45.
$34. 034. approval for right now. This will be.
And then I'll do it, and that's a 5% cut right on that.
From 2011.
Yeah.
And that eliminates the temp pay too, right?
If we reach where we need to be, obviously we'll address the recommended increase on salary, and we may be able throughout the system to look at a temp or two, but I don't know the answer to that yet. We have to see where we're at. It's some people coming in more than five, so that's I can guarantee that the large ones are not going to come in more than five.
That's the cool part.
Yeah. And the five for them is monstrous. So
for our council report, that 45034 would be a legitimate number to give them about what we estimate the budget to be for.
Yes, sir.
Before I forget to I had a chance to talk with Renee while we were sitting in that meeting yesterday. I asked her about the windows and stuff, and she thought, or you guys thought, that it was bid without labor or something, or the window contract.
I made that comment to her at the council meeting, that I thought it was bid without the labor, and that the county was going to, the boys were going to put that in. But you had informed us that it was, each one of them had a labor cost on it, right?
Yeah. I didn't see the first one, but I saw the last two. Yeah. They all had labor in it.
Yeah.
It's Dietrich W. Looks like Dietrich.
Tell you, we wish we had better news for you than what news we're giving you, but at the same time, we're excited that we can give you what we're giving you.
Yeah, I mean, I fully expected a cut of some sort, and given things generally speaking, I think we're pretty well blessed down here as far as revenues go.
We wish we were blessed to the tune of 2.1 million more. Sure, make it a lot easier. Wayne, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
And Rick, you're going to send him that info, right?
Sure.
Oh, you mean in the next minute? Lynn, I'm going to run over and grab some coffee. You want some? You drink black? Rick, do you want some? Yes, you do.
Kind of pass that on to the board members, and I'll be there next meeting anyway. So.
Tell your wife for me, not for a minute do I think she needs an ADRP card.
You know, I've been looking at you and trying to figure out what was going on. You got rid of them.
And nobody's noticed I did that this morning.
Well, we noticed that you were a little rainy.
Now I'm too jowl. All right.
Well, good luck with the rest of the 2.1.
Thank you, sir.
I win Powerball, I'll kick some in.
You kick some in just for fun? Or?
Yep.
Yep.
Tax deductible.
Good morning.
How are you?
All right. Ron went out to sharpen his axe.
I saw him. Good.
We use one of them old ones you put a pedal and a turner on it.
To sharpen?
Can't afford electricity.
That's the one.
Thought you forgot to oil it this morning.
Oh, I knew it. Rattling. I thought it was coming from the tables.
Forgot to oil your computer?
Yeah. Because I'm only getting a good coffee.
No, I'm good,
thank you. She was smoking. Ooh. Are we off with him gone, recess? Well, anytime he goes to get something, we lose our presiding. We have to pretty well.